You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Just a reminder, this is not
financial advice.
So Binance not allowing you to sell Ethereum, you just said?
That doesn't make sense.
Due to high network congestion?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have paid attention to, we were expecting when Bitcoin hit 57.8 for it to just drop down, like crypto to just, and all of them slid this morning. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I've been watching.
It's pretty bad right now.
Yeah, I've been watching.
It's pretty bad.
Dude, I sold all my Bitcoin at the top, 58. I was like, that's it, I'm
good.
Out.
Good.
Because
I did good.
Yeah, I felt like you even said it before, and a buddy, Dan, you know Dan.
Yeah, of course.
Sense of Belonging Dan. He said the same thing as you said. He's like, Bitcoin is going to have a nice run, then it's going to pull back. Same thing with Ethereum, but then he's like, it's going to slingshot, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. It will definitely get there.
Dude, and that brings me to this topic that I texted you guys, the NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Ace, have you ever heard of this?
Nope.
So this is becoming like Gary Vee's talking about it, so you know I was listening to him. It's basically a non-fungible token. So a fungible, something that's fungible is like a dollar. It's like your dollar equals my dollar. Non-fungible is like an asset that you can't, it can't be substituted. You know what I'm saying? So like you could have a painting or a theater ticket or like your trademark or a house, and you could exchange that on the blockchain. So like nobody can have this other piece of art, like no more fake art kind of thing. Like that's the easiest way to kind of describe it. But it's all built on the back of Ethereum. And I'm like,
wow,
how is Ethereum not going to be the sickest thing one day?
Yeah,
it
definitely will. I was talking to a guy Friday, so smart, like really, really smart analytical guy. And he's like, Ethereum is going to change lives. It's going to be like that life-changing thing that people get into that allows you, I mean, not only just for what it does and what its functionality is, the fact that he believes in the long run will even be better than Bitcoin for people.
Right.
As far as your money goes. Yeah. So, I mean, cool. Cool.
Yeah, I agree, man, because the more I like really try to wrap my head around this NFT like technology or token, it's like almost a no-brainer, you know? It's like, oh, okay, so I could, like my buddy Dylan, the tattoo guy, like he could draw a piece of art, sell it on for an NFT, and nobody can replicate that, you know? Like there's not another Mona Lisa anymore. It's like this is the real one. This is like the actual Dom, I think I was telling you about. It's like a digital signature.
Yeah.
Like even for voting and stuff. Like all this crazy stuff that just happened, like why can't we just vote via the blockchain, cuz it stores it, right? That's the whole point. This thing is like, it's like the certificates are stored on the blockchain. I laugh when I say blockchain because I can't even look at you guys with a straight face and talk about
and say the blockchain. Yeah,
but
I get it. I get it.
It sounds sick. It's like same thing for like early November, Man Overboard. Like we could have unreleased albums and sell like one or two or three on there, and it'd be like it'd be the only thing that exists there. It's pretty sick,
right? It is pretty sick. I like it. So we're going blockchain in 21. That's it. I'm gonna start the world's first blockchain studio. It's gonna be like, that's how you record on the blockchain, and that's where your files are backed up.
Dude, you bring in your blockchain.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Blockchain
ledger.
Dude, blockchain's gone. Yeah, blockchain's been crashing lately.
All right, because we talked about this, unrelated to blockchain, but I have to show you this because we talked about it last week. But Disney chart, really quick.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to I'm gonna flip this thing over because I signed up for this thing called Greenlight. It's where you can let your kids invest and whatnot.
Right.
So I was looking for an entry point on Disney, right? And I've been tracing it now for like weeks. You see that wedge that created?
Right.
Check that out. That's where I bought at the bottom of that wedge.
No way.
Nice.
Dude. Look at that.
Hell yeah. That's
yeah, a great so that's
move.
Where so my kids, that's their first purchase of a stock right there.
Dude.
On that move. How sick is that?
So cool. So cool.
Yeah.
That's a good is that on what was that app called that you were talking about?
Greenlight.
No, but the app, the trading platform.
Oh yeah, TradingView.
TradingView. Damn, that looks so cool.
It's very cool. And like that chart I drew up actually last week when we talked, and I had been watching it, and I pulled back like several days now to look at how when that wedge, what I thought it was going to fully consolidate. I told you 180. It was like 182. It was like high 182 is what it bounced off of. Now it's 187. It's like up. It's like up $6 this morning.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Huge move for that awesome. Stock too.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even going to jinx it, but you know what's having a nice little move right now?
Shrimp.
I know what you're going to say, but are you looking at it?
Not right now because I don't want my computer to stop recording.
Or AMC.
AMC.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah,
yeah, I'm extremely mad about that.
Why are you don't extremely be. Mad about that?
I mean,
because your
got
boy
time.
Is down like
time.
Over $1,000.
Yeah, hopefully
how are
it just
you
like hopefully has a nice little bump to 15 for you, so you could get out and then like.
It's not gonna bump to 15. It's all for
it's
earnings
gonna bump
in
to
the next
150.
When is the earnings on AMC?
Three days.
Okay.
3 days. Great.
So hopefully by the end of this week.
It just broke. It's below $6 again. So it's
nice.
It's not a sustainable pump.
My buddy you know? Told me AMC broke through the 200K wall at $6.
Nice. Wait, what did?
What's AMC? What's it at right now?
$5.98.
Let's go. Going to $598 soon. See you at the top.
If it does, I really hope it does for you. I think that would be an incredible turn of events.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'll hold that stock till I'm on my deathbed.
Def not sustainable, but yeah, it would be awesome.
Why do you laugh when I say that? Do you still have your put?
Yeah, it's till March 26th.
You're a bastard.
Yeah, you got so much time.
The
you're going to do great
the part
on
I was annoyed by is like 2 weeks ago, I was up 15% on it and didn't sell because I was like, this thing has so much room to fall. But
yeah,
then because
so
of the implied volatility stuff, I was like flat and then made it back. And then now I'm like flat again. I didn't even check today just because it hit six
yeah.
and I'm not even going to look at it.
Don't, but like when you notice, you'll notice it. As soon as it drops below four, you're going to see like a real.
Yeah.
A
that's
real
what
move.
I wanted.
Four,
and that's what's going to happen.
400.
I mean,
you're saying 400.
It's inevitable. Yeah, we're talking hundreds only. Yeah. Only hundreds. Definitely not talking.
Yeah, at a certain point, it goes up so much that you actually make money on the put.
Yeah, you make money at that point. It's like a rollover thing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's what they is. Call it.
Yeah, it's the rollover effect. It's nice. Really cool. You're gonna dig it. You're
listen,
gonna dig it.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm in. We're in. I ain't going anywhere.
Good. Good. You shouldn't. I think it's a good hold.
But what I've been reading, and it's probably, you know, it's on Reddit, so who knows how true it is, but it's like another thing of like they're shorting more shares that are available, and at some point these guys are going to have to cover, and there's no shares left kind of deal. Like same thing with GameStop. It's almost like setting up for that again.
Sure.
I don't know. Just because of volume, the thing's so not volatile anymore.
We got to start recording everybody's face, man, because it's so good.
Well, I try and think, like, Dom, you would know pretty well what happens when a short covers.
They buy, but usually they'd, I feel like on a
but
stock
what,
like that hedge
happens?
Fund, it depends on where they buy, but it will go up a little bit. You'd see it come up on the ask, most likely.
That's
I mean,
they're
not gonna,
asking for.
They're not going to put it on the bid to jip themselves, well, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've been talking about it, and I don't want to, obviously don't want to keep talking about AMC because it's like how much can you go into it? We all, at its heart, we all know what it is.
Yeah, it's a pump. Like $5.
It is a pump and dump. Not even five. It's a $4, $350 stock.
Until three weeks ago, it was at a dollar ninety.
It was at a, exactly. It's not There's no movie theaters that are open right now. Everything stopped. It's $5.87 right now. It's
wait till they make a movie about Donald Trump. AMC's gonna explode because everyone's gonna be rushing to the theaters to watch.
Is that where they're gonna go? They're all gonna go to the theaters.
What about Regal?
Without their masks on.
Yep, without masks.
Florida AMC is what I'm really looking to get invested in. All the AMCs in Florida.
Well, they've been open this whole time.
Specific Florida AMC.
Yeah, they have great earnings.
Yeah, they're
great earnings coming up.
They have great earnings right now.
Yeah, it's like, why is the stock dropping? We're killing it down here.
Yeah, we don't get it.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about AMC anymore. But, you know, it did have a nice move this morning.
I am looking at it, but the move is already almost fully erased.
Exactly. And it's going to happen again.
If you look at it, I mean, what does a pump and dump look like?
That
volume? I don't know, man.
Me either.
I do love talking about it. I've moved on.
I've just held it and moved on to other things. That's where I'm at. In my portfolio, it's like at the bottom of the list, the biggest red number, and I'm like, cool, I have other things that I'm looking at. It's like,
yeah, you just gotta.
One day, if it hits zero, I'm gonna be like, son of a bitches. You know?
What's your average on that? Because you've averaged down a few times.
Yeah, not a sick one. Let me see here. 1383.
Tom's face is great.
Whatever, bro. Wait till the new Batman comes out. It's going to be sick.
Batman?
Is there a new Batman coming out? I thought there was.
I think so.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm waiting for. It's really going to... Now we're to the moon.
That's right. That's the change right there.
The one thing I did see is that Amazon, there's a rumor. I'm sure it's like people that are down a lot made the rumor, but that Amazon would buy AMC. I don't know why they would do that.
Guy loves movies.
Probably turn it into
I did hear that too, but I think that's a rumor. I don't know why Amazon would ever want to buy AMC. What, they can buy anything in the world. What would make them want to buy that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe just got a soft spot for theaters. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? We're really going to get behind the people here. Get behind my guy, Nick Brazzese.
But the people, no one's like, they're all like, we don't really feel like going to the movies. Like, we just watch it at home.
Yeah. Can you just put it on Disney Plus and move it on?
Dude, so many pluses coming out. I saw an advertisement for Paramount Plus last night.
Dude, that's really?
You have Discovery Plus? It's all like, the pluses. I'm like, everything is just plus.
You know what? It's inevitable because I think back to like when we had Wawa, then we had Super Wawa, then there was like Target, Super Target, Sam's Club, Super Sam's Club. It's the same shit now. Like Disney, Disney Plus, HBO Plus.
Number four, supersized.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah. Slurpees. Mega Slurpee.
Uh-huh.
What else is there? Paramount Plus. What else is coming out, you say?
Discovery Plus.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's good ones. But it's all like you have to pay a subscription for everything.
Yeah, and what are they each, like $12 a month?
Something like that. Probably like 7 or 8 at least to start.
But the cool thing is, say they're all $10 a month, you could get 8 different ones and pay like $80 a month, and it'd still be cheaper than what I'm paying now having cable.
Sure. Yeah, it's true. Cable is expensive, but you get a phone line and internet.
You use your phone line?
I use the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I don't use the phone. So, I don't even have the phone hooked up.
I have to have the phone line for the because of my alarm system.
So they would call, if your alarm went off, they would call your house.
But it's also like it. It's one of the things that triggers it as well.
What do you mean?
Like if somebody jacks your phone line, somebody's getting notified.
Who the hell's jacking phone lines around?
I don't know why they do it, but
that's not real.
It could be. I have no idea. The other night, middle of the night, Robin texts me. She's like, "Somebody just opened your garage."
No.
I'm like, huh? The garage? Somebody opened the garage door.
Who?
You know how freaky that was? I have no idea. I went down there with like a stick in my hand. I'm like, all right, What's up?
You're like, I thought it was the RV, but it's tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's probably Bush.
Yeah.
Probably Bush looking for a snack. Bush is Ace's brother-in-law, if anybody is wondering who that is. Yeah, that is a little creepy. Maybe they were trying to watch your Paramount Plus.
They could have been watching, you know, trying to get that Paramount Plus code. It could be. It could be.
But yeah, my cable bill, I think I pay, I don't know what you guys pay, but I'm like at like $220 a month.
I don't have cable.
Wild.
Yeah, Dom is like a, what do they call Dom's kind of generation? Gen X?
No, I don't think so.
No.
97, whatever that is.
What do you have, Dom? You just stream like YouTube?
Yeah, Netflix, YouTube, Amazon, Prime.
Do you pay for anything or is it all bootlegged?
No, I pay for it all.
Nice. Yeah.
What's your code,
dude? Good on
dude. Give your code out on the podcast. You won't.
I'm maxed out on the Netflix one because I let my family back home use that too.
Providing for home. The fam.
Back home with my fam, I just, you know.
Same with the Amazon. I also found a bunch of payments from my little sister buying. She was watching Stomp the Yard.
That's tight.
I was like, why?
I don't know.
I was
what
like,
that
how
is,
do you even actually. Know that movie though?
Dude,
I don't know what
that'd
be.
Amazing.
I'm trying to
Stomp
think about
the Yard
what
is
the
like a cheerleading movie.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's
it was
like,
big in theaters, boys. AMC back in the day hosted that.
Think, you know what? You know what? I think AMC is gonna come back.
Especially if Netflix takes a plunge. How is Netflix stock looking? Because I remember we were talking about that for a while, too. Remember they had, like, pretty good earnings and it crashed? Or they were like, we didn't expect it to be...
Yeah.
That was
it's
crazy.
A really, it's, I believe it's still pretty volatile. I'll check right now. But it is... Last time I checked, it was still really, really volatile. But yeah, so many streaming things.
Yeah.
So many streaming things.
And there's like, how do you invest in any of those? It's like just through Disney, through Netflix. But like, what about Paramount? They don't have like a stock, do they?
They might.
I mean, if Tupperware has a stock, how can Paramount not?
Netflix is down on the day. It's 531, 8% down, 8.5%. It's coming off of the previous close of 540. It was... Oh, last Tuesday it was at 560, so it's a little bit of a downtrend.
Yeah, huh?
But it's so choppy. Like, if it's one of those weird stocks, like looking at the month or chart right now, or even weirder, the 6 month chart. There's so many like just jagged jumps of at least over like $150. It'll be like up down. It's a very very intense chart.
Have any of you guys been keeping an eye on the or watching people talk about this SPAC, the CCIV SPAC, the like Lucid Motors?
I've seen it mentioned, but I've
had
never
a
looked
nice,
into it.
Nice run, man. It hit like $50-$60. But now I think it's on its way down.
59.
Oh no.
59. It's 59 right now.
Yeah, that was one I almost pulled the trigger on and just waited too long and then felt like I missed it. But obviously, I didn't miss it because it ran another $20. But that's been an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. It's like the year of the SPAC, obviously.
Yeah, totally.
To me, I've had like a couple people ask what my opinion is of it. And I think that it's like, obviously... Right now, it's a moneymaker, and if everything worked out in, like, the fairy tale way, it would be like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, it's exactly what everybody wants it to do, but you just see so many of these go, like, they start out great, and then they go the other way so many times.
Yeah, Ride was that one for me, remember?
Right.
All it took was, like, an analyst.
What's that guy? The Superman trades guy. He's got a super Italian last name. What he does is he does insanely extensive research, and he gets in way before everybody else.
Right.
And he'll buy like a million.
That's
call
funny.
Options.
That's what I do.
But by the time like we would hear about it, he's been in already.
Yeah.
And then he
cool.
sells it like his average trade percentage is probably like a couple hundred percent, but they're Are pretty you- long holds.
It's like a new band. I look at SPACs as like a new... These two guys started this new band. We're thinking they're going to start a new band, maybe. And you're like, you like get in. You're like, oh my God, those two guys would be sick.
No, that this is like that scenario exactly. It's like the lead singer of like this band is like, we saw him on his Instagram in the studio with the singer of, you know, this band. I can't, this is going to be huge if Epitaph puts it out.
I was about to say Of Mice and Men, but I don't know why. I was like, yeah, Of Mice and Men.
It's one of the, I get what you're saying. One of those scenarios.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Tom DeLonge's in the studio, maybe with the singer of My Sense Men.
Whoa.
Would be twisted. Where would that go, you know?
Spec of the year, bro.
And then you're like, I heard they're going to sign to Rise Records if they do. And it's like, it's all on rumor, though. That's the thing about those stocks. It's all like, which is my favorite thing. It's all about the storyline with those.
But it's so dangerous. So dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody just wants to get in early.
Exactly. If you're not doing what Dom said, like your research and like really following along, then you're just going to get
eaten up.
You're going to be holding a bag.
Yeah, like that guy goes through the management. He goes through the management and he looks through the management's history with other companies and what they've done. He was also he was in big business for years. So I'm sure there's like people he knows.
Big business. What's his last name? What's it? Emeril Lagasse? Is that who you're saying?
No. What is his last name? I think it's like Peter something.
Peter
something Italian.
Is this the guy? Is this the guy I showed you that one time? He had like 100 TVs in his room, and he had like slick back gray hair.
No,
I like that guy.
Remember
the guy that you're? Whoever you're talking about sounds awesome.
I feel like I showed you him before.
He's got slick back hair.
Yeah, that's been an interesting SPAC. I haven't really looked at any others, but it is the year of the SPAC. It is cool, though, especially if, like we were talking about last time, like if Gary V or like a Mark Cuban did one. But all those guys, they've been talking about, they're all investing in this stock called FRX. I'm not really even sure. I'm just was reading on Twitter that I guess it's like another fitness kind of stock.
Or I thought that was a crypto.
FRX?
Yeah.
No, I think it's like a workout kind of thing. But they have investors like Shaq and all these people, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
what was he in? He was in one of those stocks.
Terminator.
That's what I thought he was asking too. Yeah. Terminator, Jingle All the Way. We can go for days.
What stock did he bought Genus, right?
Yeah, Gunnus.
Gunnus.
I say Gunnus.
Did he actually buy it?
He was like an insider on it.
Wow. Whoa.
I think he was just like a face of the brand. Maybe they gave him some stock.
That FRX is up today. A nice day.
Yeah.
Last 3 days are like, it looks like a set of steps.
Yeah, that's been one that old Yates has been pumping and pumping and pumping on his...
Is that the one you sent a screenshot of?
Yeah.
The other day?
Yeah, when I do DD, I do DD. You're like, okay, calm down. It's Saturday at 8 a.m. But yeah.
Hustle, man. You got to give him the hustle.
Does he still move? Like, can he still move stocks? Like
100%. Now more than ever. Yeah. When we were talking about Yates, he had like, I don't know, Ace, what was it, like 40,000 followers? We were like, oh, he just broke 40,000.
Yeah, 40,000.
Now it's like 140,000.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. He's back, man.
He's back, dude.
Got that.
He's back in a big way.
And you know, when IDEX had that run, he was like, I told you. I mean, you can't take it away from him. He was all about IDEX.
He did. He called IDEX long before anybody else.
Have you ever seen his Instagram?
So did I, though.
I think you did, yeah.
On his Instagram, he's got, like, Tim Sykes's face a baby.
All those guys,
hates his Sykes?
Yeah, well, Sykes hates promoters. Well, he, he just talks trash on them.
Wow.
So, like, okay. I guess.
Do you think secretly they're, like, they DM and they're like, yo, let's get it. Let's, like, get it going.
Probably like, they have to work
say
together.
Something about me.
Like they have to at least like I mean the ebb and flow of penny stocks is through the promoters. So
yeah, doesn't he like say like we need promoters all the time? Tim Sykes probably made that picture and sent it to Yates. He's like, yo, put this as your thing.
Jeez,
all those guys, man, they all hang out.
I want to find what's his website.
Yates?
Yeah, I'm looking up Yates Investing. I can't find it.
That's what I thought it was, Yates Investing. Let me check his Twitter.
Does he have a service?
No.
I don't know, but if he does, I think Nick's in.
He's straight Twitter guy.
Yeah, I don't see.
I think he might have a YouTube. Yeah, it says a YouTube channel. Dude, 210,900 followers on Twitter. 210.
It's a lot.
He's killing it.
There, and he's pumping this next SPAC, speaking of. NGAC, leading commercial electric vehicle OEM to become publicly traded on the NASDAQ through merger with Next Gen Acquisition Corporation. Electric truck maker. So now what? What are these the trucks? Are these the trucks that are coming instead of the workhorse?
I miss the tractors, the electric tractors. Yeah. Let's just do that.
Dude, electric tractors would be sick. But you know what? I have an electric leaf blower, and it's not that sick.
No, it's not.
I need like four. You need like four batteries in order to like really get it going.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it's DSGT makes the electric golf carts.
Ooh, that's a big thing.
He's got sick.
No videos on his channel.
Yeah, so I was just trying to see.
I'm giving up. I'm getting out of the Yates hunt right now.
NGAC.
It was fun while it lasted. IDEX is still having a run, just so you know. It's 389 right now.
Unreal, man.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
Awesome.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, man. Yates is something else, man. There's so many Twitter followers. He might have some of the biggest reach on Twitter as far as pumping goes. He might be one of the biggest ones.
One of the big ones at this point.
He needs to come to OTC land.
Well, he did OTC start. Land? Remember, he started a Discord, and
yeah,
I got
that
in
place
it,
was
and
wild,
it was insane.
Yeah,
it was like I hate this. I think he deleted it because he saw that it was crazy, and he was like, I can't.
Too crazy.
Yeah.
There was too much heat at that time for him. He was so popping at that moment.
I know, but I feel like he's more popping now.
Dude, I'm looking at this Disney chart, and it's about to hit 189.
Dude,
like,
great move.
Just seeing the lines, though, knowing that I hit it, not right, like I didn't put money in it. I invested my kids' accounts in it.
Right.
And seeing that happen with, like, their money is like, I mean, you know, money that I put in there. But
Yeah. Yeah, because it's for them. You're not trading for you anymore.
Right. Like, I'm not looking to swing it.
What's their price target? When do they want to get out? What's their goal?
Dude, I think it's a long hold right now for them. But we got in at a good time. I love how it played.
Artie and Ace go at it about like different price targets over Thanksgiving dinner, getting a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I told you to get out at 190.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Just like Nick, holding forever, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
You swing trading son of a bee. That's a great move, though, man. I'm happy that's working out because we just talked about it, too.
Yeah, we just talked about it, and it's like I drew that up as we were talking about it, like on that episode, and just seeing the lines still there and like hitting it at the right time, sick. Like I couldn't be more psyched about that.
Yeah, it's a great trade. Are you going to stick – so for his accounts or their accounts, are you going to stick to like the percentage rule, like 10-10?
No, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to wait until it hits what I think it is, and then I'm just going to size up.
Right.
Like, I'll probably do a thing where it's like pull initial and then size up.
Right. I think I'm going to start setting trailing stop losses for me.
Uh-huh.
I think
that's
a good
idea
for me.
That's a great move.
I never thought about doing the trailing ones, but it sounds like a good move.
Right. There are so many cool stop loss strategies out there, and I think that for you, that's a good one because you're – a lot of times you're up and then you
lose it all.
Right.
You could
right.
say you're fam now. But you could say it.
I think that's a good way to do it for you. Sweet. Sweet bananas.
Good one, boys.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts and now available on YouTube.